The pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chaf He is mazvir this pasuk, and this is where he says that bringing the Eitzahara into the Beis Medrash, Mashcheyu the Beis HaMedrash, what does it mean? It means learn with the Eitzahara, that is to say, learn Shaloi Lishma. Because Mitach Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. I pointed out to you last time, and I want to emphasize it once more, that even though all the Makairis that bring this Chazal speak about learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, both, Torah u-mitzvahs, Shaloi Lishma, the emphasis on Torah Shaloi Lishma is necessary anyhow. Because one would have had a Havamina that even if you are permitted to do mitzvahs Shaloi Lishma, but you should never be allowed to learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. Because the moment that you corrupt or taint Torah by any ulterior motive whatsoever, it is already a pegam in the Torah itself. And I didn't give you my analogy, which is in another halacha, which the Rambam and the Poskim bring down. The Rambam says that you're, based of course on the Gemara, that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a Talmid she'einoi hagun. It is forbidden to teach Torah to a Talmid who is not an El Chemesh. Precisely what's wrong with him, the Rambam does not describe. But the Rambam says that what do you do with such a Talmud? First you fix him, and then you bring him into the Beis Medrash to learn Torah. I learned from this Rambam a Gevaldike Yesod. Before we get to the point that I'm trying to make to connect that Rambam to the din of Shaloi Lishma by Torah, I learned from this Rambam a Gevaldike Yesod. The Yesod I learned was that when a person comes to your doorstep, and you're a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rebbe, a Malamed, anyone who's responsible for teaching Torah, I would say on any level, and he says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, I come here to learn Torah. That person immediately becomes your Talmud. It means, in other words, that at that moment he becomes your ward, your responsibility. And therefore, you have now a tremendous dilemma because you're not allowed to teach Torah to a Talmud she'enei hagun, and before you stands a Talmud she'enei hagun. So it doesn't mean that you have to roam the world looking for such people. But the moment that he comes to your door and he says, I want to learn Torah, he becomes your responsibility. And you cannot send him away and say to him, first get yourself fixed and then come back. You cannot send him away. So now you have a tremendous dilemma. Mitzad echad, you can't send him away. Me'idoch, you can't teach him Torah. So what should you do? So the Rambam says, your responsibility to teach him Torah creates now, in this circumstance, a prior responsibility that you have to fix him. So the Rambam says, first you repair him, you make machziro lemuto, and then he's melamdei Torah. Because to teach Torah to a Talmud she'enei hagun, the Gemara says, and the Rambam repeats, is ke'ilu zoyrek even lemarkoilis. It's mamish like somebody would be oivid avodah zarah. Now one would ask, why don't you apply the rule, la'olam yilmud adam Torah shaloi lishma, and teach him right away, and the Torah itself will repair him. Why do you have to first fix him, and then only then can you start teaching him Torah? Why don't you say that the learning itself at the beginning, slowly but surely, will fix him? So you say one of two possibilities. Either that you can't fix a person with learning Torah. That's definitely a possibility. Reb Leib Malin used to say, Torah is nishkin bak oven. It's not an oven in a bakery that you put in the raw materials and out pops a gorgeous chal. It doesn't work like that. So maybe that's the pshat. Enoch Hanami, maybe we would try it, but it wouldn't work. So fixing him means in a different way. Exactly what you do to fix him, the Rambam does not. And maybe the reason he doesn't tell it to us is because each door, and its problems, door, and its fixings. So each
individuals have different.
And even in the door, that's what I was about to say, not everybody is the same. There is no such thing as a patent formula. There's no such thing as one size fits all in fixing people. Kashem Shapat Sufayam Shoinois Kahdayo Sayam Shoinois Zumizu. So memela, in fixing somebody, you have to know the person, and you have to know the environment and the circumstances, background, and you put that all into the mix, and you have to have the right fixer also. But it's not Torah. That's one possibility. Another possibility, and I think that the second possibility is more corroborated by the image of Zoyrek Evan Lamarkoilis, that there's a certain corruption that Torah cannot be exposed to, that Torah cannot tolerate. And this is not the Shaloi Lishma that we are talking about. A person who learns, and he's a Talmud She'enoi Hogun, you know what he ends up being? There's a role model for such a person. His name was Gehazi. Gehazi was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Now you know that one of the great Milus of Talmidei Chachamim, one of the great Milus of somebody that is a big Ohev HaTorah, is that he wants other people to learn Torah. He wants strangers to be embracing the Torah. And therefore he becomes the biggest salesman for his Rosh Yeshiva, because he wants that everybody should hear the Shir. And he keeps telling people, come in, come in. What happened with Gehazi? There's a pasuk that says that after a certain point, after Gehazi was cursed, that the tzaras of Naaman should go on him and on his children. And he had to go out of the community. Abba, Anoshim, Mitzrayim, Pesach, Hashar, the Haftorah, correct, the Pasha, Sasriya, Mitzrayim. This is the moment, says the pasuk, based on Chazal's interpretation, that the Beis Medrash of Elisha expanded. So the Gemara wants to know what's the connection, and it says that Kol's man that Gehazi was, and imagine the Talmud Muvhak. He used to stand outside the Beis Medrash while the Rebbe was giving Shir. He was out of the Beis Medrash. And Talmidim used to come and they'd pass by. And they'd see that the Talmud Muvhak is standing and not paying the slightest attention to his Rebbe Shiurim. So they say, if the Talmud Muvhak isn't interested, what kind of Shiurim could they already be? And they didn't come into the Beis Medrash. So Gehazi, why did he do that? Because he wanted to be the one and only. Chas v'shalom, somebody else is going to come in, maybe it'll be a better Talmud. And furthermore, he wanted to be even more than Elisha. When Elisha sent him with the makel to put on the nar, who was dead, and he told him, don't speak to anybody. If somebody speaks to you, do not respond to him. And you know what he did? He was waltzing. He was dancing with the makel like a lunatic and making fun of the whole thing. My Rebbe thinks that this makel is going to bring a person back to life. My Rebbe sending me to bring a person back to life. He made a litzanus of his Rebbe. When she came and she was hysterical, the baby's dead, the child is gone, and she's rushing to Elisha for help, and she falls to his feet. It says, Vayivakesh Gehazi Lahodfa. The pasuk says that he tried to push her away. And Chazal say he tried to push her away, he tried to grab her, Bahoid Yofya. I'm not going to translate that. The man was a moshchas. He was a Rasha Marusha. And then when it came to the Maisa with Naaman, there's no greater moment perhaps in the history of all the Nevi'im for a massive Kiddush Hashem. He came, Naaman, to his generals, to his advisors, to his officers that were under him. He was the chief general. And he said, what kind of a litzanus is this? The waters of my country are so much more plentiful, so much more pure, so much more perfect than the waters of the Yarden. He thinks that immersing myself in the waters of the Yarden, and they say, what do you have to lose? Try it. And the king of Yisrael is hysterical. What if it doesn't work? This is a trick. This is just an attempt to get into bad diplomatic relations with us so they can attack us. And Elisha says, no, now they'll know there's a Navi be Yisrael, that there's an Abishter in the world. And he comes out of it like a baby, pure as snow. And he doesn't know the words to thank. And he says to Elisha, Naaman, the general, the guy, says to Elisha, how can I reward you? How can I repay you? And he says, repay me. It's doch der Eibishte. And Gehazi chases after him with a Baba Meister, that two young Bnei HaNevi'im came and they're helpless. They're Yesaimim. They need desperately help. They need some clothes. They need some food. And he says, take, here. Zos a gemara Talmud destroyed the moment of ultimate kiddush Hashem. Mevakech lo geshes el lechzikpa behoid yofya. Person doesn't let the talmidim come back into the Beis Medrash. Vos va Talmud it does. That's the reward of teaching the Talmud she'ein hoga. So by him you cannot apply b'tach shalal lishma b'lishma, because by him lehefech, the Torah is a kardim lachberba, and much worse, because the personality that's fardarben, you know what fardarben means? Totally corrupt, totally rotten, is not going to be repaired by the Torah. It's going to infuse itself in the Torah in such a way that it takes the Torah and corrupts the Torah as well. All of his chashivas, all of his lumdas, all of his was not worth a ki huseh, except to hurt and to damage the reputation of the Ribono Shel Olam, of the Torah, of his Rebbe, and all to aggrandize himself. And that kind of corruption does not allow you to teach a person and say, Mitoch Shalai Lishma Ba Lishma. So you have to bring him in and fix him first. But, as I told you at the beginning, the Rambam is mashma, that you can't send him on his merry way. It's very interesting. That whole psychology, the whole mahala of how you approach a Talmud that says, Ich will lernen Torah, I want to learn, but he's not ready, he's not mukhan mazum, not because he doesn't have the kishrinus, not because he doesn't have the background, but because he doesn't have the right personality for Torah. He's corrupt, he's evil. So you have to fix him. You have to make a Baal Tshuva at him, and then you teach him the Torah. So when he was gone, because he had tzaras, he had to leave the community, When he was not in the picture anymore, all of a sudden Elisha became the big Rosh Hashiva. What he did, he said a different kind of shiur. He had now a new awareness of Torah. It was the same shiur and the same Torah. What was the problem? Gehazi. Now Gehazi is gone and everybody's listening to the shiur. And Melech the finger. They are delighting in the shiur. So imagine a Talmud Muvuk who doesn't want his Rebbe to have nachas. It's the Chmamish, the biggest corruption in the world. But does he give in Gehazi? And what Gehazi's model teaches me is an unbelievable thing. Number one, you can fablendev the eyes of your Rebbe to such an extent that the great Elisha, the incredible Navi, he says when she comes to him, he says, Hashem didn't tell me. Well, Hashem didn't tell him something else either. That Gehazi is corrupt. You have an ace of personality over here, in the sense that he was able to confuse and confound the Rebbe, and the Rebbe didn't even know what was going on. He didn't know what the Talmud was all about. That's one thing you learn. And another thing you learn is that you can be big in Torah. You can know a lot of Reb Chaims, and a lot of Pilpul, and a lot of Bekiyas. And you can be a corrupt person. It's a very important thing to be aware that Torah is not the panacea. There has to be the foundation. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem means that there is no genuine Chochma, but the superficial appearance of Chochma. Well, Gehazi had it in spades. People really hold of Gehazi. They thought he's a big man. They thought he's a big person. Can Gehazi be fixed? Chazal have tainus to Elisha that he pushed him away to such an extent. But I'll tell you the difference. When you come, person comes and says Yilamdeinu with sincerity, except that he's not Beseder. He's not Beseder. He's not a mensch. He's not Elif. He's not honest. So you have to fix him. Here's a person that had all that learning already. Who says that Elisha can fix him? Who says he's fixable? Not everybody's fixable. I don't know if Esav was fixable either. Lamaisa Yishmael did tshuva. Esav didn't do tshuva. Who says he's fixable? But let's take a look now at the Gra. So just to finish up the point, when the Chazal are insisting over and over again and combining the word Torah with mitzvahs, that they should be Isaac b'Torah uba mitzvahs, why does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, as I pointed out to you in Yeridei Reish Mem Vav, why do they keep referring only to Torah and leave out mitzvahs? So I pointed out, either they had a different girsa, which is a possibility, because whenever these Gemaras are repeated, it's the same Rav Yehuda. So maybe that Rav Yehuda is in their girsa, b'Torah. But it could very well be that b'Torah b'mitzvahs was also their girsa, but they have a special emphasis on the inyan of learning Torah lishma and shaloi lishma, because we would have a mina that shaloi lishma by Torah is also is forbidden. So therefore they have to emphasize, no, that even though it's not pure Torah, it will eventually lead to pure Torah. And that's what the Rambam says, since Tchilas Dinai Shaladam is Alimura Torah, it cannot be. I didn't mention this last time. succinctly. I didn't say it clearly. What is the lefikach of that Rambam? The Rambam says, you have it in the footnote on page. Rambam hichas Talmud Torah Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. Tchilas dino shel adam eino nidon el ala Talmud. Talmud doesn't mean Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yishami. Talmud means Talmud Torah, learning. V'char kach al she'or ma'isof. Lefikach amru chachomim lo'ilam yasek adam b'torah bein lishma bein shelo lishma. Shemito, what is the lefikach? I wanted to point out to you the following. Everybody has a chelik in Avodas Hashem, and one would say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on me, on the things that I can do, tzitzis, tefillin, lulav, and esrig, I understand. Why didn't you do these things? You can do that. What's the big deal? You lift it up, you put it on your arm, you put it over your head. What's the problem? You can't make a bracha? I'll teach you how to make a bracha. In 5 seconds, you'll make a bracha. Talmud Torah? Where do I come to Talmud Torah? You tell a person, you can't judge me for Talmud Torah. I don't have this. I have nisyonis. I can't learn l'shem shamayim. So Chazal say, no, everybody's judged for Talmud Torah. And no one can say, I didn't have an opportunity to relate to my Torah. We're not talking, of course, about a person who was raised in a totally assimilated environment, v'chulu, v'chulu. Talking about people who are from. But he can't say, I can't learn, or I didn't, because each person has his chelik. This one it's Tehillim, and the other one it's Chumash, and the other one it's Reb Ki Vegas. But whatever it is, you have your chelik. But if I wouldn't allow Shaloi Lishma, then many people would not be able to learn on that Madrega right away. So the Chazal tell us that we have to have an excuse. What gives me the right to learn Shaloi Lishma? Torah is so perfect and so pure, we would even have Avamina that is forbidden. So, but what gives me the right? Who tells me they have a right to do that? Learn how to learn Torah Lishma first, just like fixing the personality first. Learn how to learn Torah Lishma first. What gives me the right to start learning Torah Shalai Lishma? The answer is Mitach Shalai Lishma, Bal Lishma. But what's so important about Bal Lishma? You don't have a shaykhus to Torah until you get fixed in the Shalai Lishma department. Just like we say about the other fellow, that he can't learn Torah until he gets fixed in his rishus. So the answer is a Rasha can't learn Torah. A Shalai Lishma can learn Torah because eventually it will be Lishma. But why is it so important? Because that's Tchilas Dina Shal every single male. So the Rambam says, if the Ribbono Shalom insists to ask each person the question, do you learn Torah? Then each person has to have the opportunity to answer why he didn't. And therefore you have to allow Shalai Lishma at the outset to give him a chance to Bal Lishma. That's the Lefikach. Otherwise, Shalai Lishma would be also by Torah. Maybe by mitzvahs it's not such a big deal, but by Torah it's a big deal. Because Torah Shalai Lishma is von deswegen a limiting of Kedushas HaTorah. It's like, imagine somebody would say, he comes into the shul and he's not dressed properly. Wearing shorts, he's wearing a short-sleeved shirt, he's wearing a cap with a Budweiser beer on the top there, something like that. And he comes into Davin. So the first instinct of a person is to say, what are you doing? Are you crazy? You come into a shul like that? So the Beis Hashem, they take the person, you say, okay, you davening. 6 months later, all of a sudden, the same person comes in dressed like everybody. So what's the pshat? On his own, he chapped it. That's not a way to do it. That's mitach shaloi lishma, kind of a lishma idea. But l'chatchila, one could say, what do you mean 6 months later? Now it's no good. Torah is a base magic. Torah is a mikdash. You can't walk into the mikdash shaloi lishma. So what gives me that heter for the first 6 months, so to speak, of shaloi lishma? So the analogy is that eventually you'll come to Torah lishma. What about those 6 months? What's your excuse? Tchilas dino shalada. You have to give the person a chance. Just like that person, you have to tell him, you're going to tell him leave. He may never come into a shul again. But certainly not that kind of a shul where he has to belong, because that's the place to be, not where he's coming from. So if that's the case, you have to give him the chance. So Taka Maisa, there was a certain rav in the community, a chashuva rav. So he told me that there was a person that used to come in regularly with daven without a hat during the week, you know, without a talis. That was a bacher. He davened without a hat. Somebody came over to the rav and said, listen, everybody here wears a hat. Tell him to wear, put on a hat. He says, I'm not telling him anything. You'll see that in a few months he'll be wearing a hat also. And kachab. But this mitaych shaloi lishma, bal lishma, is not something that we would normally allow. But if tchilas dino shel adam, then you have to allow it. Because each person has to have his chance, and many people can only end up learning Lishma by starting out Shalai Lishma. They have to have that negiyah, that personal incentive beyond the tachlis of Limud HaTorah itself. Okay, now we are ready to go to the Gra. So the Gra is on the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei uses a mashal, that's why it's called Mishlei, that says, Im Raev Sonacha, if your enemy is hungry, so we would expect then let him starve to death. What do I care? He's my enemy. The pasuk says the opposite. Imroev sonacha achileu lechem. Give him bread. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. So the question is, what is this a mashal to? Zok de gra. Bir hagra mishlei perik chafei pasuk chafalev. Imroev sonacha v'goymer v'al toimer, says the gra. Haloi hu soini. He's my enemy. He hates me. Ve'eich achileu v'hu osa lira. So we would have thought, now think about it for a moment. If somebody told you, feed your enemy, what would you think is the explanation for that?
Convince him not warm.
If you return a raw with a taiva. My Shver tells me that his father, who was one of the Tzaddikei Hador, in fact, you know how close Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was, Yashem Yimkom Domoy, to the Chafetz Chaim. It's well known that the Rosh Yeshiva Baranovich was a Talmud Muvuk, and particularly in Hashkofa and Avodas Hashem, of the Chafetz Chaim. They say that Yomim Noiroyim, he would leave his yeshiva and go to be with the Chafetz Chaim. El, Chodesh El. So if you have a testimony from a Rabbi Chanan Wasserman about what I'm about to tell you, you realize what we're talking about. It was at the Levaya of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim had passed away, and everybody knew that the Chofetz Chaim was the Tzaddik Hador with the Hei Ayediyah, and people were wondering Vos Vitzayim. So they asked Rabbi Chanan, what's going to be now that we've lost the Chofetz Chaim? So he said, and somebody who heard him say it repeated it to my father-in-law. He said, Kol Zman Sizdoda Horodoka Rav, that was Rabbi Liotzi and Garber Hashem Yimkom Domoy, my Shver's father, then we'll be all right. And of course he was killed by the Nazis. Vilna with his rabbits. My Shrek came through Shanghai. There were a few Kamenitzer who came together with Mir. And that's where he ended up in Shanghai. But his parents were killed by the Nazis in Vilna. After just being Meshire, approximately what day it was, the day of their murder, because we simply don't know for a fact. In this Haradok, where he just had become Rav, Rebbe Leo ben Zion Garber, he came to give a shir, and there was one fellow there that was a troublemaker, and he tried to undermine the shir. So how could you undermine the shir? There was a massive Talmud Chacham. So apparently, in the course of giving the shir, he quoted a Gemara, and he said a daf, and it was off by a couple of blocks. So this fellow jumps up and grabs a Gemara, and goes to every single one of the people in the shir and shows him that it's the wrong block, the grace of revenue that we just got. Even I never had such a person in my life. Had my share, but not that.
Maybe he didn't have people who do the daf.
Maybe. But anyhow, so this person happened to have a tremendous problem a little bit later. And I'm not going to go into the whole story. It's not for now. But Rebbe Leo ben Zion Garber, the Rav, went out of his way to do this person an incredible taiva and saved him and his parnosa and his family from the most terrible consequences. And he became his Eved Neman like you never saw. Mamish, he couldn't believe that after trying to undermine him in such a terrible way, he could do him such a mayridika taiva. So maybe that's the pshat. Imroev soinacha, if you discover that your enemy is hungry, hachileu lechem, feed him, and he'll become your best friend. There's nothing more than mishalim toiva tachasra, and it's a gewalt gezach by the Ribbono Shel Olam also. But that's not what the Mishlei says, because they're not talking about that kind of case. What does Mishlei say? You want to get back at him? Be nice. It's like the mice I told you about that lady. Yeah, the fellow wanted a kapara because he did a terrible avera. Terrible avera. He needed a kapara. Comes to the Rav. The Rav says to him, this avera, you need a kapara that's worse than death. Worse than death. So he says, what could be worse than death? He says, the pasuk says, you gotta find, he wasn't married, you gotta find an Isha Ra and you have to marry her, and that'll be your kapara. He goes from town to town to find such a woman, and every time he thinks he finally found one, he hears something good about her. And so he says, no, that's not the one. Finally comes to a town, and sure enough, he hears what he needs to hear, and he never doesn't hear one good word about her from anybody. And he figures this is an unbelievable opportunity to find this kapara, but who says if she's going to want me? Anyway, I sent the shadchan, he proposed, and she was maskim. And they shtal the chuppah, and the next morning after, he sees that she brought him his slippers. Chas v'sholem, he should get off the bed and on the bare foot on the floor. And with breakfast in bed, and my tatala, and my mamala, and he's going out of his mind. She's treating him mamish like a chvais, like he would be the king of Siam. What happened to his kapara? What kind of a mistake did he make? He doesn't understand
Finally, he blurts out, I don't understand. You were supposed to be the worst woman in the world. She says, you think I didn't do my research also? I found out why. Akaparu, you will never have. I'll be good to you for the rest of your life. So this is what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying, Imroiv Seinacho, you want to get even with him? Be nice. It's like you'd be throwing coals on his head because he wants to fight with you. His enjoyment, his satisfaction. There was a certain Rav, obviously I'm not going to mention his name, so he was always at war with another Rav in one of the communities in New York City. Anyhow, Tzvahi Hayoim, and one of those Rabbonim passed away. And the other one was Mamish crying bitter tears. For years he was crying. So he said, what are you crying so much for? You Mamish fought him tooth and nail, Afanemis. He says, you know what it means to lose your enemy? You have no reason to live anymore. He doesn't have the, now, stop doing me typhus, he says to the guy. Ki gecholim atachoy tal roshay. I want to be your enemy. I don't want to be your friend. So you see a soine and you feed him when he's hungry. That's the worst thing you can do for him. So that's his punishment, ke'ilu. So what's going on? What's the mashal? We understand. What's the nimshal? Zok degra. The al toima haloi hu soine ve'eich achileyu v'hu asali ra. Ki gecholim atachoyt al roshay shenich ve'roshay. Because his head will be scalded when you feed him. V'lo yochoy lo hokim roshay negducho machmazeh. And he won't be able to stand up against you. V'ho inyon. So he wants to know, what is this all about? What is the nimshal of this mashal? The koi al yetzer hara nikra soinek mashamu b'gemara. Which gemara is this? Famous gemara in Maseches Sukkah. The gemara tells us that there are seven names to what we call the yetzer hara. Darash Rav Avira, the tamer Rav Yeshua ben Levi. There's a huge gemara on the inyan of yetzer hara in Maseches Sukkah, daf nun beis. And in that gemara, Rabbi Avira or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say Shiva Shemos Yesh Lo Yetzer Hara, and each one, each name was given separately at a different time in history. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kroi Ra Shenema Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Minu Urav Moshe Kroi Orel Shenema Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem. The Orla of the lathe, like the Orla of Basa, which you have to remove, is called Mila. But how do you remove the Orla of the lathe? You banish the Yetzer Hara. Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem. Moshe Rabbeinu Kroi Orel. David Kroi Tome Shenema Lev Tohar Broli Elikim. He begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide him with a lev tohar, with a pure heart. Michlal says the Gemara, the ikatame. There's a heart that's impure. What is the heart that's impure? That's the yetzer hara inside a person. So Moshe Rabbeinu called him an orel. Hashem previously called him ra. That's what we call him, yetzer hara. And David called him tame. Shloimei korei soine. That's our pasuk. Shenemar, imroev soinacho hachileu lechem. Ve'im tzame, if he's thirsty, hashkehu mayim. Here you have the whole pasuk. Ki gecholim ato choyta al roishoy, v'Hashem yishalim loch. And besides the fact that you are pouring hot coals and scalding his head with this, Hashem will also reward you. So I al tikra yishalim sloch elo yashlimenu loch. There yishalim doesn't mean reward, it means Hashem will make him come to at peace with you. In other words, you'll be able to overcome him. So not only is it a way of causing him harm, but you'll be able to eliminate him entirely. But meanwhile, what did Shlomo HaMelech call the Yetzer Hara? Soine. He's your enemy. It's a very interesting point. I just wanted to be moisted. Most people are blinded by their Yetzer, especially the Yetzer of Taif that is his best friend. And you know, the best friend is a person that gives you mussar. The best friend is a person that says no. The best friend is the person that gives you good advice, even when it hurts. What do we call that?
A shrigi.
You're close. I was going to say a wife. No, afanemis. I'm very serious. I mean, I have to fix what I do. No, but afanemis. An isha toiva is, and it says that she's your best friend. That's a pasuk in Novi. Ki hi chaveroscha ve'eshes brisecha. She is your friend. She is the friend and who, the person of your covenant. There's a covenant, there's a bond, there's a bris between husband and wife. But a wife that she tells you don't do this and don't do that, and you feel that she's nagging you and making you crazy because you want to do X, Y, and Z, and most of the time she is right. And most of the time we're so enthusiastic about whatever it is that we blind ourselves, and we have this negia, and the Yetzirah inside of us is telling us do, 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 do. And she, who's a little bit from afar, and she's watching this whole scene, she says no, 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 no. This is the soine of a person. And the tzara is that we think the Yetzirah is our best friend because we fulfill our taiva, we feel good for the moment. But in fact, that is exactly what drugs are all about, that they're your friend for the moment, but they're your biggest enemy in the world. And the Yetzirah is like that too. So he's called a soine, your enemy. Yeshayahu karei michshol, shenem asoilu soilu panu derech harimu michshol miderech ami. Yecheskel karei even shenemar vasiraisi esleva even mipsarchem v'nasati lochem leiv basa. Very interesting. This pasuk is repeated almost verbatim twice in Yecheskel. Reb Kivager wonders why they bring this latter pasuk rather than the former pasuk. It's in the footnote, but I don't have time to go into it now. So the Gemara says, just like it says in the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inyan Koy Al Yetzirah Ha Shenikra Seine Kma Shomer B'Gemara. He means that Gemara in Sukkah. The Amru Impagach B'Chom Nuvel Zeh. Now he brings the other Chazal that we spoke about last time. Impagach B'Chom Nuvel Zeh Shehu Ha Yetzirah Ha. That's Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. Im Even Hu Nimoach. Now listen to what the Gemara says. If the Yetzirah Ha is on the Madrega of Evan. The Amru Impaga Mechom Nuvel Zeh Moshcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash Im Evan Hu Nimuach Vim Barzel Hu Mispotseitz. It says that if this Menuvel, meaning this horrible entity called the Yetzirah, if he tries to attack you and in their counter you are afraid that you're going to lose, what should you do? Run to the Beis Medrash and schlep the Yetzirah along with you. And then what will be the consequences of the matzah for the Yetzirah in the Beis Medrash? So it depends. If your Yetzirah is like an even, like a stone, what's going to happen? It will melt away. Stone is very hard and very permanent. Bring the Yetzirah that's like a stone, hard and permanent inside of you, and you can't get rid of him. Schlep him into the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden the stone melts away. Then Barzalhu, and what if the mushal of the Yetzirah is not an even, but is steel? Mispotates. It will simply explode into smithereens and become nothing. So it says that if the Yetzirah formally, before you bring him into the Beis Medrash, is either a Madrega of Evan in your heart, it's impossible to get rid of, or Barzal in your heart, and they're doing tremendous damage, the Eitzah is bring him into the Beis Medrash, and the Koyach HaTorah of the Beis Medrash is going to melt the stone and explode the Barzal. The Vilna Gaon takes every single word of these Mishalim and puts a meaning behind them. This isn't Stam Geret. So he says as follows. Let's begin. V'hangim yifga b'chom menuvel shuhu yetzahara. V'roitze lahatois oischom min hatoira shaloi tilmoit klau. He wants to confound you to such an extent that you'll never in your life see a Beis Medrash, see the insides of a Beis Medrash. Shaloi tilmoit klau. Adarabba mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash. Take him with you. Ki im ha'odom. Listen to what he says. And this is a meiridika yisoid in the hadrocha of how to deal with the Yetzirah. He says very often, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You cannot start from the top. You cannot aim for maximum. You cannot make believe the Yetzirah is a garnished. You have to respect him and understand the battle that is being waged. And here, what he's saying basically is, you have to outmaneuver the Yetzirah. You cannot fight him frontally because you're not prepared, you don't have the strength for it, and in the end he is going to prevail. So when you bring him into the Beis Medrash, you can't start saying, Yetzirah, you sit in a corner and watch me learn Torah Lishma with a brand, because it's not going to happen. So you bring him into the Beis Medrash and use him. Make him comfortable in the Beis Medrash. Learn Shaloi Lishma. And the Yetzirah will be appeased. Everybody else around here is learning Lishma, and look at this guy, I got him. He's learning Shaloi Lishma. Meanwhile, you have him in the Beis Medrash and you're learning Torah. And slowly, Mitoch Shaloi Lishma will eventually come Lishma. And that's what the Gaon says. Ki ha'im ha'adam yaschil lumoy tekef Lishma. with a Yetzer Hara on his back, in his heart, lo yaniach lo, the Yetzer Hara will not let it happen. Ach yaschil shaloy lishma. Could you imagine a Vilna Gaon recommending a person should start shaloy lishma? Or mitoch shaloy lishma abolish. V'zehu mashcheyu gam kein lebeis hamedrash. Meaning, don't run into the Beis Medrash. See, normally we would think, what's mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash? You run to the Beis Medrash, which will be your ear miklot, and when he sees the Beis Medrash, he'll run for his life. He says, no, that's not the pshat. Mashcheyu lo, the lamed means el toich. Bring him with you to the shtender. Bring him with you to the table in the Beis Medrash. Mashcheyu gam kein lebeis hamedrash. Meaning, sheyiye imcha. V'hainu, so how does the Yetzer Hara with you in the Beis Medrash? What does it mean? He has a seat next to you? What are we talking about? He's inside of you. The teretz is, learn shaloy lishma. Umemelo yisbatel. And by himself he'll become batel. Because the mar shabo machziro lemutov. You know what he's saying? He's saying the Yetzer Hara first at the beginning thinks, oh, I'm still conquering him because he's learning Shlo Lishma. Then he looks around and he sees all the Sfarim. He sees the Aron Kodesh and he says, what in the world am I doing here? This is not for me. This is a terrible place. And he runs for his life. So he says he himself is not happy that you're learning Shlo Lishma because you're learning. He doesn't want you to learn at all. So the way to fight the Yetzer Hara is to co-opt him at the beginning and confound him, and eventually he'll leave on his own. It's a meiridik limud in what the Yetzer Hara is and how to fight him. For Amru Sham, now you asked me what's the difference between Evan and what? And Barzel. For Amru Sham, im Evan hu nimuach vim Barzel hu mispotzeitz. Im Evan hu nimuach shenemar avonim shochakumoyim vim Barzel hu mispotzeitz shenemar halo kodvorai ke'esh. In other words, why do we use the word nimuach first of all? Because Torah is nimshal to mayim. And mayim melts things. Mayim wears things down. Famous maisa with whom? With Rabbi Akiva. That he saw that there was a hole in the stone, drop by drop by drop. It must have taken who knows how long, but eventually it wore the stone down. Torah is nimshal l'mayim. Why? What is the pasuk? Hay kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim. But Torah is also nimshal to fire, and everybody knows you take a piece of steel to the fire eventually melts the steel. In Basel, mispotze shenema aloi koi dvorai ka'esh. Num Hashem, the words are like fire. So Torah is compared on the one hand to Mayim, on the other hand it's compared to Esh. Says the Goyim, now let's take a look. We learned already this many times in the past, starting in November. When we spoke about the Yetzer Hara in the Gra, he tells me that there are two kinds of Yetzer Hara. One is called ta'avani, from the word taiva, desire, and one is called ka'asani, from the word ka'as, which really means anger, but here means all those negative feelings that you have of aggression. So sometimes you have feelings of taiva, and sometimes you have feelings of aggression and nastiness, and that's called kayacha ka'asani. It's much more than that, but let's call it that. Taiva is desire, things make you feel good when you have them. It's like eating a nice piece of cake that's full of sugar when a person's a diabetic. It's tavani. Kasani means somebody says something to you and you explode in anger and you try to show him who's boss and you try to overcome him and overwhelm him. That's kayachat kasan. Says the Gra, there are two kinds. V'hin v'ainu. Sheshnei mine yetzer hara heim. K'mosha kosavnu l'malo. As the Gra has mentioned more than once earlier in Mishlei. Tavani v'kasani. V'hein yomin u'smoil. Mayim v'esh. Ukenegdom nikra Torah gam kein eshu mayim. K'mosh amru halikod varak eish haikot samil chuba mayim. So he says a beautiful thing. There are two kinds of Torah. Hainu sheba Torah hein beis dvarim. Halachos v'agodos. Torah has halacha and Torah has agoda. Agoda is machshava. Agoda is stories. Agoda makes you happy and feel good. Halacha is complicated and demanding. Agadas are called mayim. Why? Because it pulls a person towards you. Fire, you can't go into the fire. You go into the fire, you get burned. So fire is always at arm's length. Water, you delight in the water. You swim in the water. You bathe in the water. You want to immerse yourself in it. He says there's a chelik of Torah that appeals to you. You want to just embrace it. He says, Shemoshech libo shel adam kamayim. V'sham kol inyoneim al musar shemizeh yishbar yetzahara shel hataivos al yedei musar. He says, how do you break the ta'avani? Only by musar. So he says, where do you find musar in the Torah? That's what he calls the chelek ha'agoda. like this Gemara in Sukkah that we mentioned before, that there are seven names to the Yetzirah. The Halachis, Hein Hadinim. That's compared to what? If Agod is compared to Mayim, what is Halacha compared to? Eish. Amru, Ayraisahu, the Mirta Cholei. This in the footnote to Gemara in Tainis, a famous Gemara, Dav Dalid Omer Aleph in Maseches Tainis, for Omar Rava. He says, if you see a Talmud Chacham that's very excited and gets easily upset about things, be dan him lekavschus, because what's making all the turmoil of his personality? The Torah that he's learned. It's very interesting. Omar Rava Hait Tzuba Mirabonon points out that it's Tzuba Mirabonon, a young Talmud Chacham, because once he gets older, Ziknei Talmud Chachomim calls Manche Maskinin Daiton Misyasheves Aleyim. They have Yishuv Hadas, Punkfaket. The Torah contributes to their tranquility. But the excitement and the Yerais of Kamirtuchabe is by a Tzurba Mirabonin, a young Talmud Chacham. Hai Tzurba Mirabonin, the Rasach that boils up in anger or excitement, a Yerais of Huda Kamirtuchale Shenemar, Halikoi Dvorai Ke'eshne Um Hashem. Right? So, look at the Marsha that I brought down from that Gemara. Gemara in Tainis Dav Dalid Amid Aleph. The Rosach, the Marsha. The Rosach Lefi, Shahakaz Humi Midois Hagruis, Kimifurish Masechas Nadarim. So he says, you see a Talmud Chacham, and you see what appears to be a contradiction to his whole being of Ben Torah, namely, that he possesses this terrible Midah of Kaz. So how do you reconcile that? What happened to all the Torah that he learned? So he says, if you see a Talmud Chacham, Yesh Lodun HaTalmud Chacham Lekavzchus, you should be Danim Lekavzchus, that what's going on is the excitement that the Torah produces inside of him. Shatayru Dover Ruchni Daimala Eish. Kamash Amru Eish Dos Lomai. It says in the Pasuk, right? Shahoisak Suba Lufana Be'esh Chaira Agabi Eish Lavana. Ukeshetovai Hatayra Begufa Talmud Chacham, he miratechas as a guf, it boils him up. Umevioi Beteva Lidekas, Shumartia Chaleif. Umasik Deboi Lemelaf Nafshe. The maskana is, so what should such a person do? Lamaisa Kas is not a good midah. So he has to work on himself. That's what the Gemara says. He has to teach himself how to control. Hainu, lahargil atzmai kedei laharchik atzmai mimida razu, shehu talmud chacham, k'mashikosuv hahergil al kodom shiltan. He says, because he's a talmud chacham, he's naturally prone to kas. That's what the Gemara says. So first of all, if you see him in kas, don't simply say he's fighting a big war, because he has the Torah that's boiling him up. But he, on the other hand, that's for the observer to be done the kapschutz. But he can't go around saying the whole day, I have a right to be angry because the Torah is bubbling up inside of me. No. On the contrary, he has to acknowledge that he has that midah, and that it's not a good midah, and he has to work to fix the midah. And how does he work to fix the midah? He keeps trying and trying, and sooner or later, by controlling himself, it will become natural. The hergel al kol davar shiltov. So getting back to the Gra says that the Torah is compared to Eish, and that is the Halacha. V'achiluk shebein mispotzeitz l'nimuach. Let's finish up the Gra here. What's the difference between bursting, like they said about the fire, or melting, like they said with the water? Shemispotzeitz u'al yedei Eish, shemispotzeitz tekef mikol v'chol. When something is an explosion, the thing is shattered to smithereens instantaneously. But when something is melted, like again the mashal that we had of the Rabbi Akiva story, it takes ages sometimes till the water manages to succeed to wear something down by erosion. So erosion is a slow process, explosion is a very quick process. The Eish of Torah and the Halacha manages to do it very quickly, and the Mayim of Torah, the Agodah, takes its time. So he says, there are two kinds of Yetzirah. There's the Kasoni and the Tavoni. So he says, if you have a problem with the Kasoni, Halacha is more important than Agodah. If you have a problem with the Tavoni, Agodah is more important than Halacha. But the Kasoni you can sometimes destroy in a moment. The Tavoni is a big, big, long, and drawn-out battle, as we all know. Vim Basel, just finished the Gra here. Vim Basel, who mispotzeis me eish shehu ha-Kasoni, right? And skip the parentheses. Ki ha-Kasoni noyach l'shoivra yoyser min ha-Tavoni, mipnei she'eino nitzrach kol kat, l'chein yitzpotzeis teikev. The Goyin says something very basic about Taiva. Taiva makes the world go round, even in the positive sense. I mentioned this inyan of anorexia a long time ago, if you remember. What is anorexia? Anorexia is a person losing their desire to eat. Now, we are, most of us, not capable of conceiving such a thing. Imagine a person doesn't have an appetite, because most of us have the opposite problem. You see, you have a big challah on the table on Shabbat, and before you know it, it's gone. And you wonder to yourself, who ate that challah? And you look around to see who ate the challah, but it was you. And then there's a big cholent and a big piece of kugel, and before you know it, it's 10 pounds. And a person hasn't had enough. And we know there's a Nesham Yisera. What's the definition of Nesham Yisera, says Rashi in Maseches Beyah? An appetite. So the extra koyach of Shabbos is that your appetite increases. These people have no appetite. You know, the Pasuk says, Poseach es yodecha umasbiya l'chol chai. What's the last word? Ratzon. Everybody wonders, what is this? Should it say, Poseach es yodecha, you open your hand, umasbiya l'chol chai. What's Ratzon? What's this last word, like an appendix in the body? What's it doing here? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could put everything on the table in front of you. But you have to have the appetite. You have to have the cheshek. You have to have the desire. What did Chazal say on a different note when they were mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah? People stopped looking for Hashem. Azei Shteit in Sfarim. They stopped looking for Hashem. Because the taiva for Hashem is built into that taiva, which also leads you for a taiva avodah zarah. That's what happened with the Chet HaEgel. The terrible distortion of the Chet HaEgel was because, where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where is our link to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Zeh Moshe HaYish Lo Yadanu Me'Hayolai. And 2 minutes before, they were so close to Hashem, and now they felt so lonely and so separate from Hashem, they ended up making an avodah zarah. They tried to be mevatel the Yetzirah of taiva, and what happened? The chicken stopped laying eggs. The whole of Teva is built in Taiva, Ratzon. You can't be Mevatel Ratzon so easily, even when it's no good, because the good part of Ratzon is basic to your reality. We cannot function, we cannot live without Ratzon. And I'll tell you something else. You know who are the most successful in Limud HaTorah? People who have Taiva for Torah. They have Taiva. You know, you have a kid, comes here every night, he's here till about 12:30 midnight. After midnight, 12:30. He comes a whole day in yeshiva. What is he doing running back into the basement till 12:30? That's unheard of. Don't tell me that somebody can do that L'Shem Shamayim. It doesn't exist. You have a Taiva. Can't not be in the Beis Medrash. He can't manage without that Gemara. He can't manage without understanding the Tosfos. Of course, that is an unbelievable madrega in a child, especially. But it has to be taiva. Lulei soyroscha sha'ashoy, my plaything, azavadati biyoni. So this rotzei, this cheshek, is also a good thing. And if you lose it completely, you die of starvation. You know what else it says in the pasuk? I remember once there was a Yid in the west side, a very choshev Yid. He had Nebuch Yenna Machla, and it was in the last stages. And he was in the Lenox Hill Hospital. And I felt if I gave him a little chizuk, and I visited him, even though I'm a kayin, and I tried not to go to the hospital, if I can help it, but maybe it'll be Marich Yom of Ushnoisov. Maybe. So I went to see him. He saw me, and we were very, very close. I was a youngster at the time, but we were very close. And he started to cry like a baby. And all he could do is quote the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we say in the Kapitel when we put the chicken around our heads by Kaporis. Kol Eichel Tesaev Nafshoi Vayagiyu Ad Sha'arei Moves. If you see that he has no interest in eating whatsoever, he knows that he's arrived at the portals of death, at the gates of death. Life is appetite. If you have that cheshek and that taiva, it's very easy to slip and fall into the wrong taiva as well. And you cannot say, I won't have any taiva, because that's not life. So it's much harder to get rid of ta'avoni than kasoni. So kasoni, says the Gra, is mispotzeitz. Ta'avoni, that's a long, long, arduous. Let's finish those last four lines, crucial lines. What does all this have to do with the original pasuk that if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread? And if he's tzamei, give him to drink. Zokta goyin, that every word matters and every word is a different pshat. Nothing is incidental, nothing is extra, nothing is redundant. V'zehu im roev sonacho shehu ayetzahara im hu roev shehu akasoni.
Achilei ulechem shehu halachis. Shehu nitzrach lahalachis. K'mo shekot amru v'rav tvuos b'koyach shoyer. Lechem and halachis are connected. I'm not going to go into that right now, but that's the pasuk. Rav tvuos b'koyach shoyer is halacha. V'mtzamei shehu ata'avoni. Hashkeyu mayim shehu agodos. V'omer ha'achileyu kloimar. Shetilmoid ha'koyel av shaloy lishma. So he says, you give him sai halacha, sai agoda, all of it, even shaloy lishma, because eventually you will unravel him, and it the koyach ha'tavoni will be broken in its way, slowly but surely. The koyach ha'kasoni will be broken in its way, instantaneously. But sooner or later, what will that ultimately lead to? That mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma, and you'll get rid of the yetzer hara in the Beis Medrash completely.